This is Radio Romania International Broadcasting from Bucharest. Changemakers, stories of impact and inspiration. Welcome to Changemakers, Stories of Impact and Inspiration, the radio show that shines a light on remarkable individuals shaping our world. I'm your usual host, Mihaela Ignatescu. In an era when few women travelled unaccompanied, let alone on a bicycle across unfamiliar lands, Dorothy Hosmer defied expectations. An adventurous American, she set out on an extraordinary cycling journey across southern and eastern Europe in the 1930s, documenting her experiences along the way. Romania was one of the countries she traversed, a land of rugged mountains, remote villages, and a fascinating blend of medieval tradition and modern ambition. Her reflections on this leg of the journey were captured in her article, An American Girl Cycles Across Romania, published in November 1938. Through her eyes, we get a fascinating glimpse into a country on the brink of transformation, viewed through the eyes of a daring cyclist who sought not only the thrill of the road, but also a deep engagement with the people and cultures she encountered. So today, I invite you to stay tuned for a brief account of this unique experience. Dorothy Hosmer, born in 1910 in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, was an adventurous spirit with a passion for travel and photography. In 1936, she bought a transatlantic liner ticket and traveled to Europe on the SS President Roosevelt, intending to spend a few months in Europe before continuing to India and the Far East. But en route, she changed her plans, as told in her own words. I quote, 8 days of the lazy life on board the ship did more than put an ocean between the boat and New York. It instilled in me the conviction that traveling was something you had to take as it came along, if you wanted to get anything out of it. Hence, on the evening before landing, I threw my itinerary to the winds and decided to cycle from Geneva to Trieste. That spur-of-the-moment decision led me from one adventure to another in my zigzag route across the face of Europe. Fortunately, it was a process of gradual education, so that by the time I reached the Balkans and understood the attitude toward girls without chaperones, I had become better able to cope with the inevitable misunderstandings. End of quote. In the summer of 1937, Dorothy was in Vienna, Austria, when she received a letter from a friend who was visiting the city of Krakow in southern Poland, urging her to come with her camera, as in his opinion, it was the place for photography. She followed his advice and after a number of weeks in Krakow, decided to obtain a bicycle and continue her travels southeastwards to Zakopane on the border with Czechoslovakia. Her ultimate goal was the Black Sea. Then by bicycle, train, river transport, horse, and finally by bicycle to the Romanian border. This journey was to provide the material for her article published in June 1939 in the National Geographic magazine. Hosmer's arrival in Romania in 1936 marked one of the most intriguing chapters of her cycling expedition. At the time, Romania was a country of striking contrasts. While Bucharest was emerging as a bustling European capital, much of the countryside remained deeply rooted in agrarian life, with horse-drawn carts far outnumbering automobiles. Traveling by bicycle gave Hosmer an intimate view of the landscape and its people, allowing her to experience Romania in a way few foreign visitors had before. Her article vividly describes the breathtaking scenery that unfolded before her as she pedaled through the countryside. The rolling hills of Wallachia, the dense forest of the Carpathians, and the fortified villages of Transylvania left her in awe. The roads were often rough, little more than dirt tracks carved through valleys and over mountain passes, but the challenges of the terrain were offset by the warmth of the people she met along the way. One of the most remarkable aspects of Hosmer's journey was the hospitality she encountered. In rural Romania, foreign travelers were rare, and a young woman traveling alone on a bicycle was practically unheard of. Yet, rather than suspicion or hostility, she was met with curiosity and kindness. Peasant families welcomed her into their homes, offering food and shelter. She wrote of sharing meals of mamaliga and brinza, the staple cornmeal dish also known as polenta with cheese on top. She shared it with villagers who were eager to hear about her travels. Conversations were often a mix of broken Romanian, gestures and laughter, but the spirit of generosity transcended language barriers. In one village, she was invited to witness a traditional wedding celebration. She described the vibrant folk dances, the colorful embroidered costumes, and the sound of violins and panpipes filling the air. To an outsider, it was a scene that seemed frozen in time, untouched by the modern world. Through her writing, she conveyed not only the beauty of Romanian traditions, but also the deep sense of community that defined rural life. Cosma's journey was not without difficulties. The roads, especially in the mountains, were often treacherous, with steep inclines and unpredictable weather. She recounted struggling through muddy paths after heavy rains and pushing her bicycle up rocky slopes. In some regions, she found herself isolated, with no villages in sight for miles. Yet, despite the physical hardship, she relished the adventure, embracing each obstacle as part of the experience. She also encountered occasional skepticism from local authorities, who were puzzled by the sight of a lone female cyclist. In an era when women's travel was still largely restricted to safer, more conventional routes, her journey was viewed with both admiration and concern. However, with patience and good humor, she was able to navigate these encounters and continue on her way. Looking back at an American girl cycles across Romania, Cosma's article serves as a valuable historical snapshot of the country on the eve of World War II. Romania in 1938 was a nation undergoing change. Modernization was gradually reaching the cities, but much of the countryside remained as it had for centuries. She documented not only the landscape and people, but also the sense of a country caught between tradition and an uncertain future. Through her words, we see a Romania before the war, before the rise of communism, before many of the sweeping transformations that would reshape the country in the decades to come. It is a Romania of pastoral beauty, rich folklore, and resilient people, qualities that still define the nation today. With the outbreak of war in Europe in September 1939, the situation changed drastically. But after the fall of France and the entry of Italy into the conflict in June 1940, the situation for neutral nationals like Dorothy Cosma became critical. Not surprisingly, she returned to the US in July 1940. In their March 1940 issue, National Geographic published a third article by Dorothy. Caviar fishermen of Romania from Vulkov, Little Venice of the Danube Delta, bearded Russian exiles go down to the sea. Dorothy Cosma's journey through Romania was just one part of her larger adventure across Europe, but it remains one of the most compelling accounts of the country from a Western traveler's perspective in the 1930s. Her fearless spirit, her willingness to embrace the unknown, and her deep appreciation for the cultures she encountered make her a pioneering figure in travel writing. At a time when solo female travelers were rare, she proved that curiosity and courage could break down barriers. Her article not only captures the essence of Romania at a pivotal moment in its history, but also serves as an inspiration for future generations of travelers, especially those who, like her, prefer to explore the world at the pace of a bicycle. That's all from Changemaker Stories of Impact and Inspiration. I'm Mihaela Ignatescu. Thank you for listening.